Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Thursday, September 20th, 2018. Today, in 2011, the United States military ended its Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy, allowing gay men and women to serve openly for the first time. The Berliner Stadtmission, or Berlin City Mission, has intervened in the discussion about whether the Berlin public transport system should keep individual underground stations open for the homeless in winter. The BVG recently announced a plan not to open underground stations as a place of retreat, which was met by indignation from politicians and organizations. On Tuesday, Ortrud Volvend, spokeswoman for the city mission, said that underground stations are not a place for the homeless. Volvend continued to say that as shelters from the cold, they should be an, quote, absolute emergency solution. And because there are no toilets or social workers there, the BVG is overburdened with the increasing number of homeless at its stations. The Berlin Social Administration, on the other hand, wants to keep the subway stations open as places of residence for the homeless. The question of whether and how these can be used in winter is to be the subject of an in-depth dialogue with the BVG. BVG boss Sigrid Nikuta and Social Secretary Alexander Fischer of the Left Party agreed in a conversation that there must be a reconciliation of interests between assistance of the homeless and security at the stations. No one wants to simply send homeless people into the cold during the winter months, but also the safety of passengers, BVG staff, and last but not least, the homeless themselves must be guaranteed at all times. Meanwhile, politicians from several parties in the House of Representatives sharply criticized the BVG's plans. According to Social Senator Elke Breitenbach of the Left, despite other options, many homeless people would still go to train stations in the winter months. The charity organization Caritas accused the public transport companies of, quote, social coldness. Economic Senator Ramona Pop of the Green Party, on the other hand, defended the BVG. She believes solutions to homelessness should not be the task of the transport company and referred to the upcoming strategy conference on homeless help on October 10th. There, the problems will have to be discussed. For 15 years, 2 to 3 underground stations have been opened regularly during winter in order to protect homeless people from freezing to death. Within the next 8 years, the Berlin administration wants to offer all of their services digitally. Interior Senator Andreas Geisel of the SPD said, quote, "What we are planning is the most complex modernization task that currently exists in Germany." The digitization strategy requires uniform IT equipment, hardware, and software for around 80,000 workstations in all Berlin authorities, from the Senate Chancellery to the State Forestry Office. According to Geisel, this will take at least to the end of the next legislative period, which will be in 8 years. There are around 300 special procedures and a total of thousands of services, whether tree removal permits or child support advance payments, which have to be digitized during this period. The aim is to offer all suitable services via the internet in the future. But along with digital services, every citizen should be able to still call and go to the citizen's office with a piece of paper. The focus will also be on the Service Account Berlin, for which every Berliner must register in order to use e-government services. At present, this is only possible for the parking space vignette, daycare vouchers, and business registrations. With the so-called EID function of the new identity cards, further functions are to be added as early as 2019. The electronic housing allowance application, for example, a portal for social welfare benefits, and an environmental portal with various offers. According to Geisel, the most 100 important services are to be offered online by 2021, from application to approval. Due to the returning heat and drought, the danger of forest fires in Brandenburg continues to rise. On Wednesday, the highest warning level of 5 was proclaimed in 4 counties, and the second highest category was applied to 5 districts. Temperatures are expected to rise to 32 degrees Celsius in the coming days as well, so there is no sign of easing. The rhinoceros in the Tierpark Berlin finally has a name. Say hello to Carl. On Tuesday, it was celebrated by laying out large letters made of apples and carrots in the rhino's enclosure. Carl's godmother has selected the name. Meanwhile, little Carl is barely 2 weeks old, and curiously, he explores the outdoor area at the Pachyderm House more and more every day. Carl has also developed splendidly in other respects. He already weighs around 65 kilograms. At the age of 5 to 6, rhinos are fully grown and can weigh up to 2 tons. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.